you just can associate songs, colors, anything with like moments in your life. So like the Am I Okay Blue, just looking out and seeing a crowd of people in that Am I Okay Blue, like I will always cherish the Am I Okay Blue. But yeah, as far as like picking the color, it usually takes me like 5 songs in to really nail down what the album is going to be. I kind of let it reveal itself to me. I was kind of hoping in the beginning that it would be more of like an orange or like purple. I thought that could be fun. But then once I started writing, I'm like, oh, this is like clearly pink and there's no turning back. Once you listen to the album, you'll hear songs. Beautiful Things to Me is like a light pink. Medicine is like a hot pink. Wish I Didn't Hot Pink. They're like different shades of pink, whereas like Am I Okay was like that one shade. So it's fun to be able to play with different shades of pink.
You once wrote on your Instagram, if I was told none of this was real, that I was dreaming, I'd be like, yeah, no, for sure. And considering that all of this is real, do you have a pinch me moment?
Okay, my biggest pinch me moment, I think, is the Kacey Musgraves collab. Back in 2014, I met her outside of her bus. Any fan would. You wait outside their bus, and then maybe hopefully they'll come out and take pictures. And she did. Her first album, Same Trailer, Different Park, just really inspired me to want to write songs. So to have her take the time out of her day to be on my song. She also sent the second verse in. I had asked for background vocals and she was like, hey, I love the song so much that I sang the second verse. And so that's like one of those things where I thought the background vocal would be like the pinch me moment of my life because I would get to say Kacey took time out of her day to be on a song of mine. But then it was like a step further of like, I sang the second verse because I love this song so much. And as a songwriter, she didn't change a syllable, she didn't change a word. So that's like the biggest compliment I could ever receive, basically having an idol love what I wrote.
That is so awesome. And now going to your fans, they really seem to love how honest and raw you are about heartbreak and being vulnerable. And as your fan base grows into this huge mass, does that honesty, does the songwriting change at all?
You know, that's a great question. I don't really, when I'm making an album, that doesn't even cross my mind. It's just like, I know that what my fans have always loved, and the only way I really know how to write songs is to be very authentic and to put exactly what I'm feeling into words. So I do think there's like some just like authentic growth that happens. And then fortunately, my fans still like it, but I'm not necessarily like changing what I've done. I'm kind of doing what I've always done. Now there's just more people listening. And now I'm kind of at a point where it's like, well, if you don't like it, then don't listen. So I feel lucky to have fans that do love my honesty and they know that whatever I'm writing came from a very honest place. And I feel like the more confident I get, the more honest I can be.